It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and we are joined by journalist Selena Zito, who's had an unbelievable ride here since Saturday. She is accomplished journalist from Pittsburgh, writes for a lot of publications, in this case, the Washington Examiner. Selena, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
I know your time has been occupied by doing interviews worldwide since you were at the rally, but not only at the rally, you were there to cover and follow with Donald Trump. So you had a chance prior to him taking the stage to spend a few minutes to talk to him. And then you were going to do a profile piece, right?
Yes, that's right. Probably 5 minutes before he went onto the stage, he asked me to come back just to say hello. The plan was we were going to fly myself. My daughter and my son-in-law were going to fly with him after the rally to Bedminster. And in the process, we would do the interview on the plane. But I did talk to him just a little bit before. He was in a holding room right behind the stage with local law enforcement, just, you know, shaking hands, getting their picture with him. He was in a very good mood. He said, you know, I'm so excited to be in Pennsylvania. I can't wait to do the interview and talk about it. After that point, I was placed in the bumper. The bumper is the area where photojournalists and journalists go. That is, it's sort of like a well around the president, between him and the audience. And I was to his left when I heard the pop, pop, pop.
And then all hell broke loose. And did I understand you were covered up too by people after the gunfire began?
Yeah, when the second set of gunfire came after the first, the one that hit the president, it was actually his press advance man, Michelle Picard, who laid on top of my daughter and son-in-law, and he laid on top of me.
And then at some point, I mean, it was very chaotic, obviously, sorting through what happened, but you had a chance. And what made international news yesterday was your reporting that Donald Trump told you he's going to throw out his speech for the RNC, the big speech coming Thursday night, and he's changing the tone to unite the country and maybe the world. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was really, you know, I was just feet from him. I saw the blood on his face. I saw him. I couldn't tell where he had been hit. It looked like the side of his head I think that's because there was so much blood. He said to me, so he called me Sunday morning pretty early. And before I could even say, hello, Mr. President, I think I only got hello out. He said, Selena, are you okay? Is your daughter Shannon and Michael, okay. I'm so sorry I didn't do the interview. Oh. And I was like, are you kidding me? You've just been shot. I'm sure it was the adrenaline coming through. I certainly have had that same sense that. I think sometimes it takes a while for everything to hit you. But we talked several times on Sunday, and I interviewed him late Sunday afternoon. I said, Mr. President, it seems as though you want to talk about some things. I think people want to know how you feel right now and if this has changed you. And he said, you know, sure. And so he talked about, you know, if you've ever gone to a Trump rally or watched him at a Trump rally, he always faces forward. Now, he may turn his body, but he never turns his neck, or rarely. And in that moment, he also never has a chart. But for some reason, he had a chart that day, sort of like Ross Perot, if you're old enough to remember that. He had a chart. He turned to face it and to look at it, to point it out, and that's when had he not moved his head at that second, he would be dead, even if he just only moved his body. And he said, you know, there was a divine intervention, and this was God that made me do whatever I did that day that I wasn't going to do, and things that I don't normally do, and I need to rise to the occasion. It is important for me to rise to the occasion. And he said, and that's why when I put my fist up and when I was saying USA and then fight, because that was not about me, because as a president, you represent the United States. You don't represent, it's not about you. And I needed people to know the country is still strong, that we're okay.
Selena.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Paul Rasmussen here. I want to ask, you've met the president multiple times. When you were with him Sunday, did you sense a difference just on a personal level?
Yes, absolutely. And he said there was definitely a difference. There's a sort of, I don't want to use the word an awakening, more like an awareness that everything is different now. And I think that is very, very common with people who have been shot or attacked or stabbed or have been in a traumatic experience. And I think you can go one of two ways. You can be angry and resentful, and he did not come across that way at all. He came very much across as though he had a very much awareness and a responsibility to things to be different. That's why he told me he ripped up his speech. He said to me, he goes, you know, Selena, you know how he talks, you know, Selena, I had a humdinger of speech I was going to give on Thursday, but I'm not going to do that. It says I was given a chance and it's my obligation to unite the country, and we need that.
And that's what made international news, Selena. You've been on a real whirlwind, and we appreciate you taking time. Want to talk some more, too, but let you kind of, you're going to take a few days to kind of let this sink in, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to turn off the phone on Thursday and just chill out for a couple days.
All right, we'll catch you after that. Appreciate, again, I know you've been in demand. You've been on all the networks talking to people around the world. So thanks again for sharing and taking time for us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And glad you're safe and your daughter. And, you know, that's the first and foremost thing. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Selena Zito, in this case, writing for the Washington Examiner.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.